Just under 41,000 bales were offered at the auctions this week, which was almost 2,000 more than last week. And little wonder, as farmers brought more wool out of the sheds to capitalise on the stronger prices. And although the Eastern Market Indicator, which is measured in Australian dollars, did fall slightly, the price in US dollars actually continued rising. That means you can analyse it as a fall or an increase, or a bit of both. And Techwool Trading General Manager Josh Lamb is leaning towards the optimistic view.
I think it's definitely glass half full. You know, last sales in a series are often a little bit fickle. You can often get a very strong market or you can get a very sloppy market. So it's not always a good gauge of what's going on. But I think in this case, given how much the currency's risen since last week, and we certainly didn't give up all that rise in the market in Aussie cents. So in my opinion, it's definitely a positive.
So now we head to the three-week break. What do you think we can expect when the buyers and sellers come back in 3 weeks' time?
I think the mood's reasonably optimistic at the moment. The industry, certainly here and in China, had a pretty shaky start to the season the first 6 months to December for various reasons. The market was very erratic, and there's still some restructuring going on in China with finance. But the last 6 months seem to have been a lot more stable, and I think looking forward, certainly into the early part of the new season, that you know, wool growers have got every reason to be quite optimistic, and so are exporters. The market's still very much supply-driven, but that's being supported by probably slightly better than average demand. So it's all looking pretty good going forward.
Mr. Lamb says the Australian dollar, which rose to 76 US cents during the week, is worth watching for the rest of the year, but shouldn't be a problem. Mercado market analyst Robert Herman is also positive. He says the buyers were snapping up more bales this week.
The last 2 weeks they purchased about 37,000 bales, and yet the previous 2 weeks to that they purchased, you know, 20,000 and 27. So there's been a bit more come onto the market, but the exporters and processors have really absorbed it fairly well. Passing rates aren't over the top. And I think we'll see, you know, that continue into the spring with the provider that perhaps the next couple of weeks are affected by the rain.
So now we head into the annual three-week break. I guess we call this, it's the end of the financial year. What's the mood like as we head into this recess, and what can we sort of expect when the buyers and sellers come back?
Yeah, it's a good question, and I guess it's the $64,000 question, David. We're pretty pleased by the fact that the market in the buyer's terms, so when the buyers go overseas now and talk to their customers, they can say, look, the market is pretty solid in US dollar terms, and that means that, you know, you can place orders with confidence. I think there are starting to be some mutterings by the buyers about supply. You know, they're just getting a little bit more concerned about supply coming forward next year, remembering that this year our offering year on year over the whole clip is about 10% down on last year. So if those numbers continue to tighten, that'll be a concern for the processors. But I think this three-week break would be looked forward to by the exporters and the buyers in the market here, because they can go to their customers and say, look, you need to put orders in. Supply is not abundant. It's reasonably tight, and the market's finished firm. So you can have some confidence that these levels are going to be held for a while.